Well, we've had him on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
One of Steph's favorite bands of all time. Welcome to the program from Def Leppard, Phil Collin. Good morning, Phil. Welcome to Vegas, man.
Thank you.
And Phil has the brand new book out, his memoir, Adrenalized Life, Def Leppard and Beyond. And Phil, why a book now?
Why not, actually? Because, you know, to be quite honest, because a bunch of publishing companies said, hey, you should write a book, and we were interested. So that really, that's how it came about.
Of course, the book is called Adrenalized Life, Def Leppard and Beyond. Phil, what is the most surprising thing we're going to find in the book?
That it's not a sex, drugs, rock and roll book. You know, everyone who's in a band does a book like that, and it's really boring because everyone does exactly the same thing. It's I find that, you know, a lot of people, they glorify, you know, backstage or, you know, in a bar somewhere and doing all that. So there's none of that in there at all. It's actually, about something else.
You know, everybody has this, I think, a misconception of backstage.
Right.
They think you go backstage and it's just one big, huge party.
It's not.
And what they don't realize, if it's after the show, guys are tired. They got to get on a plane or get on a bus.
See?
Get someplace to the next city. Right, Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was in this band called Girl in London, and that was crazy. That was more nuts than anything I'd ever experienced in Def Leppard. And That was full on. There'd be girls that were absolute freaks would be attracted to it. For some reason, we were a post-punk glam rock band,
and nice.
It just attracted a different kind of demographic, which was kind of weird. And that kind of never happened since. You know, even with all the success with Def Leppard, and that was never like that.
I never had the opportunity.
She would have broke you, Phil.
There you go.
That's hilarious.
Now, is there anything you didn't put in the book because you're like, no, I just can't do it, to spare somebody's feelings? Or
loads of stuff, you know, and because I didn't want to, you know, throw people under the bus or make people embarrassed. So yeah, absolutely, tons of stuff about. I mean, I don't care about embarrassing myself. That's okay, but I don't really want to do it with other people. So yeah, I avoided a bunch of stuff.
So you don't think there's anything in the book that any of your bandmates or people that you've, you know, met along the way are going to go, why did he put that in there?
Yeah.
No, because I think most of the stuff is, you know, we've been touring for like 30-something years, so most of the stuff that's happened has kind of been out there anyway. So it's, it's nothing new there. It's just, and that's really not what it's about. It's about the journey and all these amazing things happen to you, and it changes you and shapes you as a person.
Well, we're on with Phil Collin of Def Leppard. What is the biggest change you saw in yourself for being a part of a world-famous rock band?
I think, you know, when it changed drastically, you know, we're all kind of living at home with our mums type thing, and then, you know, Pyromania takes off. We're an opening act, and it was never the same after that. You know, you know, MTV was in its infancy. That blew up. So you're being recognized everywhere you go, every town in America especially. And everything changed. And it was, like I said, it was never the same after that. You know, you turn from boys to men. Actually, we're still working on that part. But all these things change and it shapes you. And you go, wow. And then you could never go back. You know, that's literally like going back and living with your mum, but all of a sudden you turn into this other person, and it's it changes. It drastically changes. And with us, we had this massive success that came with that. You know, it came from being an opening act to getting, you know, mobbed in a hotel restaurant. I remember getting, you know, me and Steve Clark got, we had to get escorted out to the kitchen because we were actually getting mobbed, and it was pretty weird. And, you know, that didn't really happen. Although Hysteria was a bigger album, it didn't, like, happen like that. When it first happened, it was like One Direction or something. It was like that, but we was also a rock band. So
right.
Kind of fascinating, you know. It was, you don't really see that now, you know, and you don't really see that with hard rock bands. You know, it's people, they don't really get too close to them. They're not like kind of Beatlemania type thing, and that's really what it was like for a while for us. And then like I said, and then it changed, and it was different again.
Phil, if Def Leppard had to pick one musical influence among all of you to, you know, say this is what we pretty much pattern ourselves after, who would it be?
It would be a combination. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on being a hybrid. You know, it's a pop rock hybrid. So I'd say our blueprint was always Queen and AC/DC. If you could do a blend of those two bands, then you'd end up with something like Def Leppard.
All right, Phil, what do you think keeps Def Leppard's popularity going and going and going?
I think you have to keep working. You have to keep trying. It's the effort thing. And I think a lot of people, it's not about, you know, they take their foot off the gas. You have to keep trying. You have to keep making it better and all that. And then you get rewarded with it. You know, we just got this new album that we just finished. And I honestly think it's the best thing since Hysteria. And we worked really hard on it, but it was so much fun. You know, we had a blast with this one. So it was... It's that thing, you know. You got to keep the integrity's got to stay there. If you want it, you know. If you're lazy and you stop playing, you don't practice, and you don't sing, and then it'll just all go away, and then someone will take it away from you. But if you've got all that going and you're still fired up and inspired and passionate about it, you get rewarded, and that's what we have, and that's what I see with some bands who don't have that. And you know, and then they wonder why
they go away.
Don't dig them anymore.
That's right.
How is Vivian?
He's great. You know, he's undergoing this new treatment. He actually goes off to LA like every 3 weeks. We've just been on tour for pretty much a good part of the year, and every 3 weeks he'll fly back to LA, have this treatment, and then join us up again. So yeah, it only takes like 10 minutes, if that. He goes.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he's back again.
Well, he's in our prayers. Yeah, just know that.
Thank you.
Well, we love the new record.
It's great.
Thanks. Yeah, we do too. It's like, well, we're having such a blast with it.
And it just keeps getting better and better for you guys.
I know.
Check out Phil Collins' new book, Adrenalized Life, Def Leppard, and Beyond. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Thank you. Actually, I'm coming out to Vegas next week.
Awesome. Come see us.
I wish, we're doing a TV show. Me and Joe Elliott are coming out. We're doing some promo and stuff.
Oh.
We'll be around.
Oh, those TV queers. We hate them.
I know. Porn stars. Yeah.
Oh, Pawn Stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's okay. They're not TV queers. Yeah. That's awesome.
Those guys are pretty cool.
They are.
So we'll let you slide, cool. Phil. Why? Are you taking them some stuff to pawn?
I have no idea what they've got in mind for. So, all yeah, right. we'll find out.
Come on, everybody, go buy his book. He shouldn't have to pawn his guitars.
Right.
Here you go.
Right on, Phil. Well, thanks for calling,
Phil.
Man.
You're awesome, man.
Brilliant. Cheers. Thanks.
Take it easy.
Phil Collin.
All right,
so
Phil
cool.
Collin from Def Leppard.